with only one leg. The main thing was not to think about it. Above all, not at this moment. Leave thoughts for later. Our march had lost all semblance of discipline. We went as we wanted, as we could. We heard no more shots. Our guards must have been tired. But death scarcely needed any help from them. The cold was conscientiously doing its work. At every step, someone fell and suffered no more. From time to time, SS officers on motorcycles would go down the length of the column to try and shake us out of our growing apathy. Keep going. We are getting there. Courage, only a few more hours. We're reaching Gleiwitz. These words of encouragement, even though they came from the mouths of our assassins, did us a great deal of good. No one wanted to give up now, just before the end, so near to the goal. Our eyes searched the horizon for the barbed wire of Gleiwitz. Our only desire was to reach it as quickly as possible. The night had now set in. The snow had ceased to fall. We walked for several more hours before arriving. We did not notice the camp until we were just in front of the gate. Some capos rapidly installed us in the barracks. We pushed and jostled one another as if this were the supreme refuge, the gateway to life. We walked over pain-racked bodies. We trod on wounded faces. No cries, a few groans. My father and I were ourselves thrown to the ground by this rolling tide. Beneath our feet, someone let out a rattling cry.
You're crushing me! Mercy!
A voice that was not unknown to me.
You're crushing me! Mercy! Mercy!
The same faint voice, the same rattle, heard somewhere before. That voice had spoken to me one day. Where? When? Years ago? No, it could only have been at the camp.